to Fort Worth.
Here is George Atala. Good morning to you.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Good morning, George. I don't hear anything there.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Okay, let's try once again to go to George Atala from the NFLPA. Good morning.
No, I got nothing.
We can hear George, but you can't hear him, and I can't hear him.
This is bordering on Kip Keno.
It is. Let me try this once more. Good morning, George.
Complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
No.
Wow.
Good morning.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
I tell you what, let me go to a couple of other notes as we effort getting George Atala on the air.
On the little ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the emergency break of the week. We give you the candidates. You get the vote on them. 214-787-1310. We have some very strong candidates this week. Some very high-profile candidates this week. One of them is running for the presidency of the United States, and that is one Herman Cain, who was asked about the policy from the Obama administration concerning Libya.
Policy?
Just... Okay. Go. Would you just one little verbal slip? Do you have to just pounce on me like a leopard?
Are you sleepy after girls' night out?
I don't know. Anyway, Herman Cain was trying to talk about Libya, and he swerved all over the road.
So you agree with President Obama on Libya or not?
Okay, Libya. President Obama supported the uprising, correct? President Obama called for the removal of Gaddafi. Just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing before I say, yes, I agreed. I know I didn't agree. I do not agree with the way he handled it for the following reason. That's a different one. I got to go back. See, got all this stuff twirling around in my head.
Horrible. Who was it that tweeted that from now on, no matter what anyone asks them, they're going to look up at the sky and sigh really loudly and say, "Okay, Libya."
All right, we'll start doing that. I like that. There's Herman Cain up for an e-break. Candidate number two. And we haven't really seen much of her work because she works at the same time as us. She's one of the hosts as Good Day Dallas on Fox 4. Her name is Lauren Prisbill, I believe is the way to say it.
Believe so.
She's got like too many consonants in her name.
She's the Bible.
Something's weird.
It's P-R-Z-B-Y-L.
Yeah, she needs to change her last name to Hot Ass or something.
Whoa. She has Danica Patrick on to talk a little racing. The problem is... she didn't really know how to talk racing with Danica Patrick.
You've been doing this for a while now. Do you feel like one of the boys, or do you think you still get some special treatment?
Because she has a career best 14th place starting spot.
I'm one of the drivers, yes. Do they say anything specific to me? No. But what do you mean by special treatment, like better treatment?
I don't know. You know, I would like to think that the guys are, you know, treat you as a lady. But then again, you're one of the guys. You're competing with them, so they're competing with you.
I would imagine it's probably much more the opposite.
What? Such a just... And listen how Laura was just such nervous talking after Danica. Well, I'm assuming that they would treat you like, I would hope they would treat you like a lady. But no, one of the guys, because, I mean, they're competing. Because you are one of the guys, but they're competing against you. And I'm going to be quiet.
Have you seen the new commercial for, I believe, Academy, where going on a shopping spree for the holidays, Danica Patrick and Emmett Smith together?
Oh, boy.
It's so funny.
Guarantee they had to do 200 takes of each thing.
Why do they always have to put Emmett with someone odd, like Rhines or Danica Patrick?
Yeah, Emmett's been busy lately. All right, there's Lauren Prisbill up for an e-break. Also up for an e-break here from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I think it's her first time. Alexis is up for an e-break.
She's an e-break machine.
Well, she does traffic for two different stations, The Ticket and our sister station, 93.3. And she forgot what station she was on while doing traffic here on the Dunham and Miller Show.
The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things. I'm Alexis with Dallas-Fort Worth's Eye on Traffic on I-93.
What?
Whoa! I mean, on the ticket.
This is shocking.
I've never done it in a year and a half. That's the first time I've done it. I mean, with the tickets, stick it up your traffic.
Thanks, Alexis.
Man, that's a fireable offense. That's insulting.
I take it back. I'm sorry. Dump that, Jer. Quick.
It's too late. It happened a minute ago.
I'm surprised that didn't happen more often. That would be confusing.
Yeah, because she's real scatterbrained. She's
That would be difficult for anybody when you're working on two different stations. You just get such a habit of saying Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket or I-93.
Eye on Traffic.
Or just I-93.
Yeah, they're I-93. Yeah, yeah. She messes up like that. And
a lot.
She's just hard to work with. Mm-hmm. She's just unpleasant.
Don't
you know, I mean, just
sweet
she
Alexis.
Yells at us.
Don't do that to sweet Alexis. She is up for an e-brake throw, and so is Lauren Prisbill and Herman Cain at 214-787-1310.
Strangest matchup ever.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who you vote for in the e-brake?
Give me the hot chick from I-93, and y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you.
All right. There's a vote there right out of the gate. Hi, you're on the ticket.
My name radio.
Yep. You are.
So, Sibia?
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who you vote for?
You don't want to have Alexis have my litter.
Oh, it's Mushmouth.
Yeah, kind of. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Libya, just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing here.
Okay, I think we are.
I don't know about the voice.
I think we are easy on the accent there. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for Delta Callejo, and if she doesn't win, then only George has lost a listener.
No, not
interesting.
So he'll still listen to the other two.
Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
On Libya, what we're going to do is we're going to go back and look at the tape, and then we're going to see how we felt about Libya. And we did some things well with Libya, and we didn't do some things well with Libya.
That's awesome. You know, that's a word he loves. He loves talking about doing things well. Doing things well.
Well.
They do a lot of things well.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
C.A. Herbie Curtin.
What?
I didn't catch that one. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I think it should go to probably Brandon High and Alexis, and you've just lost a listener.
Thank you.
Alexis, all right. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
My responsible vote is for the smoking hot Alexis.
Okay, a lot of support for Alexis here.
She is delicious.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
The Libyan version of Pizza the Hut.
Herbie Kane.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I think the emergency brake should be on Danica Patrick. She was kind of acting like she didn't know what she was talking about. Special treatment, what is that?
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Am I on IM Radio?
No, you're a triple fake. You're a triple fake.
This is the real one.
That's not the real one.
Yeah, it is.
This is the real one, Junior and Gordo.
It is.
I got a little coat up here. But anyway, I want to vote for Alexis, just so you know. Love you.
Thank you.
Maybe calling on the same line, but that's...
No, it's the real one.
How do you know that?
I
know
different.
That.
I'm kind of with Gordo.
This is a little stuff.
That's not the same voice.
I promise you it was the real one with a cold.
Okay, well,
she said she had a cold.
Right.
I mean, it's confusing, but...
Well, we have a winner.
We have a winner.
Way to go, Alexis. She wins, I believe, her first e-brake ever.
No longer a virgin.
Oh, whoa.
So. She ties Darren Pang in cactus.
She ain't a virgin.
Me. Cactus
she
only has one.
Whoa.
Watch it. I meant the e-brake.
Come on. Well, you really want to throw that kind of statement out with these guys?
Nice job, that's a good point.
All right, congratulations, Alexis.
The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things. I'm Alexis with Dallas-Fort Worth's Eye on Traffic on I-93.
What?
Oh!
I mean, on the ticket.
This is shocking.
I've never done it in a year and a half. That's the first time I've done it. I mean, with the tickets, stick it up your traffic.
Thanks, Alexis.
Man, that's a fireable offense. That's insulting.
I take it back. I'm sorry. Dump that, Jer. Quick.
It's too late. It happened a minute ago.
Way to go, Alexis. Who does she tie?
Cactus and Darren Pang.
This morning, Darren Pang has no idea that he's been tied in the e-brake standings by Alexis.
8:12 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Up next, we have three different